بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed the importance and the need for reading the lives of the pious and serve as an inspiration for us and strengthening our hearts. So in the light of this, inshallah, we'll go through some of the incidents and taking lesson from there. But important to keep in mind that at times we may have heard these incidents before. So it's not only about learning something new. That intention and niyat should be made, but together with that serves as a reminder, because we're in this dunya and we are surrounded by the means around us, so we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we forget akhirat, the hidden system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're only looking at the apparent system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this serves as a reminder for us. And Allah Himself says in Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for the reminder is beneficial for the believers. So this is a constant need. With this in mind, inshallah, we'll go through the incidents and take lesson, inshallah. A woman in distress once came to the renowned student of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, Baqi bin Makhlad, rahimahullah, and begged him for help. She cried to him saying, "My beloved son has been taken prisoner by the Romans. My grief at his loss and yearning to meet him is such that I am unable to sleep for even a moment the entire night. All I possess is my small home, and I can find nobody to purchase it for me. Will you please find someone who will pay my son's ransom? Days and nights have passed, and I can find no solace, no peace, and no happiness." Baqi rahimahullah, who is the student of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he replied, "You may return home. I will try to attend to your problem, inshallah." Saying this, he lowered his head and began making earnest dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the freedom of her son. So the importance of dua also. Dua is a mukhul ibadah, as taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the essence of ibadah. Obviously, the conditions of the dua also have to be found, as described to us and taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many ahadith. A person's earning has to be halal, etc. And with this, we should make dua that whatever we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely Allah will answer our call. Only a few days passed, even when the woman came back to Baqi rahimahullah, this time with her son. She made dua for Baqi rahimahullah and said to him, "Listen to his story, may Allah have mercy on you." Baqi rahimahullah asked the son, "What happened to you?" He replied, "I was taken prisoner by the soldiers of one of the Roman kings. I belong to a group of prisoners who would be forced to labor in the desert every day. We would toil until sunset, after which into our chains. One day while returning, to my utter surprise, the shackles around my ankles fell off on their own. The guards in charge of me immediately began shouting at me, demanding to know why I had taken the shackles off. I pleaded with them saying, 'No, I didn't. By Allah, it fell off on its own without me even realizing it.' Since I was now unfettered, they called the blacksmith who clad me in a new pair of shackles, but to no avail. I stood up and had only taken a few steps when the new shackles also miraculously fell off. They were completely puzzled and perplexed, so they summoned their priests for advice. The priests asked me, 'Do you have a mother?' When I replied in the affirmative, they said, 'It seems that she has made dua for you and it has been accepted. It is better that you are set free.' So they released me and even guarded me until I reached the border of the Islamic territories." When he heard this, Baqi rahimahullah said, "On which day and at what time did your shackles fall off?" When the boy replied, they realized that it was the exact moment that Baqi rahimahullah raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. One of the lessons we learn from this, the importance of dua, and also the importance of the mother's dua as well. Many a times, a person, he has his parents alive, his mother especially, she makes dua for him, and the duas of the parents, especially the mother, is readily accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shouldn't cause taklif to our parents. And also everyone in this dunya has his own shackles, whether it's a problem in marriage, financial problem, person wants a child, whatever it may be. So each and every person has the ability to raise his hands in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our dua. Allah grant us tawfiq.